بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the importance of Salah. And as I mentioned, Salah is the greatest resource. It is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to His Anbiya alayhim salam, that they should be able to speak to Him, that they should be able to address Him, that they should be able to tell Him their story as they wish it to be known. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this great ni'mah of Salah. Salah is also the proof of Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الأحد الذي بينهم وبيننا وبينهم الصلاة، الأحد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة، فمن عرضها فقد كفر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، he said that the أحد, the covenant, the line, the divider, the differentiator between us and them, and by them means people who are not Muslim, is the Salah. And he said the one who has left it has committed kufr, has denied, and faqad kafara, that person has left Islam. The reason for this very strong statement by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very clear when we look at the kalima itself, where the kalimatani, the two statements by which a person enters Islam, where we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, where we say that I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we take these two statements, when we say that we bear witness that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship. Now, it's not a statement that is simply informing the world. When I say I bear witness, I am speaking about myself. Allah is the only one worthy of worship. This we know. And this the whole world knows. And this all creation knows. They don't need to be informed about that by me. But when I'm saying this, I am standing up and I am attesting my allegiance to this statement, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So when I have attested my allegiance to this statement, then obviously when the time to pray comes, I must show proof of my allegiance by actually praying. So when I am saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the proof of that is that I pray, I establish Salah when the time for Salah comes. So that is the reason why I say that Salah is the proof of our Iman. Now, how do we pray? And that is where we come to the second statement of the Kalima, which is Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We say that I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the last and final messenger after whom there is no messenger. When I make this statement, what does that actually mean? It means that I follow this messenger, that I accept this message, that I obey this message, and I follow this messenger. And the first sign of the following of the messenger is in the way that I do Salah, in the way that I establish Salah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah, He said, He ordered us and He said, establish the Salah. We stand up and we say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, oh Allah, I'm here, I'm ready, and I'm accepting this, I'm willing to do this. But how must I do it? And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the method to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah told us to establish Salah, and then Allah showed the method of how Salah is to be established to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is, in my view, two reasons for this. The wisdom behind this is in two parts. The first part of this wisdom is because to do something, there are two ways of teaching somebody. One is to tell them, so you send them some written instructions. The other more effective way, far more effective way, is to send somebody to demonstrate how it is to be done. Then you can't possibly go wrong. With instructions, you can read them, maybe you understand them, maybe somebody else understands them in a different way. In instructions, in any case, it is easy to give instructions about the physical, external matters. It's much more complex and much more difficult to give instructions with regard to demeanor, for example, or expression, facial expression, the way of standing or sitting, the way of address, all of these. Even when we look at our cultures, at manners and so on, there is a majority of our learning of cultural practices is by demonstration and by seeing, by observation, not by reading books about it. So the second method of teaching something is to send somebody who knows to teach that person, and then that person teaches others and becomes a live demonstrator for that. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. We know the famous hadith where he told the people, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." He said, "Pray as you have seen me pray." Now, when we look at these two things together, Aqimus Salah and Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, these two are the essence of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And that is why I say that the Salah is the proof. It is evidence that we are Muslim. And this is the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who leaves it, he has left, he has no evidence. We don't know if he is a Muslim. So he has said the person has committed kufr, the person has left Islam. And this is the point on which the Sahaba were all in agreement that this is, that Salah is the demarcator. Salah is the identifier. To the extent where Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, in one narration about talking about whether somebody is a Muslim or not, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to tell him who was a Muslim, who was not a Muslim, who was a sincere Muslim, who was a munafiq, who was a hypocrite. He said, we don't have access to this information any longer because the wahi has stopped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us these things. So we will go by what we can see, and what we can see is salah. We can, if somebody is praying, as far as we are concerned, this person is a Muslim. He's a good Muslim or a bad Muslim. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. So therefore, the salah is the proof of iman. So on the first lesson, as I mentioned, I mentioned to you that Salah is the greatest resource. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how it is to be done. And how it is to be done by in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this Salah. Alhamdulillah, that is preserved. We know that, and therefore we need to follow it and we need to do it. And this is the evidence, this is the proof that we are, inshaAllah, Muslimin. That when we said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, this, the evidence of that is that we pray. Now, this is also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the first question that will be asked on the Day of Judgment. In the accounting, the first thing is that will be accounted for is the Salah. And if that accounting is easy, then everything else will be easy. If that accounting is difficult, then everything else will be difficult. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that accounting easy for us and to give us Jannah without account in any case. We ask Allah for Jannah al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab, inshaAllah. Without any accounting. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us pay attention to our Salah. We'll talk more about this later. But right now, the importance of Salah, let not a single time of Salah pass without us having done that Salah. Make it an absolute inviolable action of yours. Make it something that is totally impossible to deny for any reason, whatever be the reason, that the time for Salah comes and that you are not standing in Salah, let this not happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole earth a place of worship for us with the only condition that the place should be clean. So there is no, as long as the place is clean, Salah is permissible there. So let us not leave the salah at all for any reason, no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, because this is our greatest resource and this is evidence and proof in our favor that we are Muslim. Let it not be that we leave a salah and then we die in that state. And if we have left a salah deliberately, knowing that the time of salah was in, we deliberately ignored it and we left the salah, we did not pray, then only Allah knows whether, and if we die immediately in that state, then only Allah knows whether we died as Muslims or not. So let us not fall into that trap. Let us ensure that we pray at the time the prayer time comes in. Don't even delay it. For whatever reason, don't delay it. The only reason you might delay it is because the salah is happening in your masjid at a certain time and you want to join the jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, by all means you can do that. But otherwise, make sure that you pray as soon as the time for prayer comes. This is afzal, this is the best way of doing that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to pray, to accept our salawat, and to raise the quality of them in a way where they become acceptable to him. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ